Well, while Storm Éowyn has been developing, it seems the political storm over political storm clouds over Leinster House might be, there might be a chink of light there. Paul Cunningham, fill us in.
Yeah, what we are learning now, and it's something of a pretty big development, is that the Cabinet Corlaith, Rona Murphy, has informed all parties and groupings that she's only going to recognise two technical groupings in the Dáil today. She names them, and it doesn't include the Regional Independent Group, which includes the four independent TDs who said that they'll back the government in all votes but want to secure opposition speaking time as well. So for today, at least, that's not going to happen. That has been welcomed by the Labour Party. So Duncan Smith is their whip, and he says it's a positive to see that the Cabinet Corlaith are recognising only two technical groups for the purposes of today's meeting. Mm-hmm. This is the solution that I and others proposed in our submission and at numerous meetings yesterday. So it means that the problem with today has been overcome, and hopefully when the leaders and opposition leaders get together today, this morning, they'll be able to resolve that in the longer term.
And we heard Matt Carthy, obviously we don't have Sinn Féin's reaction to this news yet about Rona Murphy's decision. But Matt Carthy did say to Mary earlier that there's an onus on the Cabinet Corlaith now to win the trust of the entire Dáil. This decision of hers not to recognise the regional technical group today would appear to go a long way towards winning that trust, wouldn't it?
Yes, I mean, one has to put in the qualification. She doesn't recognise them today, pending her ultimate decision later on. But yes, and I think also she was working to that end, Áine, late last night. She was liaising with the different groups and trying to come up with some sort of solution which would get them over the hump, so we don't see those horrendous scenes in the Dáil yesterday, today.
And then all of this contentious debate about rule, standing order 170 or 107, I can't remember which it is, all of that can go to a new business committee, which will be chosen by the 34th Dáil, which will be looking at the whole question of Dáil reform and sorting this out.
Exactly.
And the Cabinet Corlaith will be getting all the legal advice, and it should all be sorted there.
That's it. A Dáil reform committee will meet with all members. They'll go through it. But that the crucial bit is, is it the case that the Taoiseach and Tánaiste give a commitment to the opposition parties that they agree that the principle is that if you're backing the government, you can't be taking opposition time?
And where does that leave the Michael Lowry of it all?
We don't know. He was forthright yesterday in his view that it was, you know, you had to have a government in place. Only then could the Dáil Reform Committee meet, and they could only decide, you know, accepting, you know, all parties in the Dáil, that that would arrive at. But it seems that he's being squeezed out here.
And Micheál Martin, whose first time he was elected Taoiseach, of course, it was COVID times. His family sitting there in the Dáil chamber yesterday as it went on for hours and hours, this row, and went nowhere. Finally, today, does it look like he'll be making that trip to the Oras and choosing a government?
That's my guess. Mary, his daughter, and two sons were sitting there in the Dáil Gallery watching as the whole thing went down the pan. Today, I think they'll see the coronation.
OK, and hopefully Sharon Evioline and Mary Regan won't have to do that mammoth filling in that they did yesterday while waiting for a government to materialise that never did. We, of course, RTE will be keeping across all these developments throughout the day. For the moment, Paul Cunningham, thank you.